Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Warrior Heir by Cinda Williams Chima, narrated by Robert Ramirez.
Prologue. Old Stories. Colton County, Ohio, June, 1870. The scent of wood smoke and roses always took him back there, to the boy he was and would never be again. The roses came for them during his 10th summer. In those days, Lee was slight of build, though his father always said his big hands and feet predicted height and broad shoulders when he was grown. He was the youngest, a little spoiled, the only one of four children to display the telltale signs of a wizard's stone. His parents complained that it took him 2 days to do a day's worth of work, not lazy exactly, but largely inefficient. They had been back only a fortnight after a month on the run. It was a mistake to come back. Lee knew that afterward. But his father was a farmer, and a farmer can't afford to stay out of the fields too long during the growing season. Besides, the Rose's previous attacks had been hit or miss affairs. They would sweep through the village on the river, search the outlying farms, and then disappear. Sometimes for as long as a year. Bandits, their neighbors called them, and speculated that they'd been soldiers in the recent War of the Rebellion. Only 7 years before, Confederate General John Morgan had led his raiders through these southern Ohio hills. Lee's family knew better, knew what these raiders were looking for and why. The Roses had followed the lineages west.